Hey, it's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. We've had an awesome series of devotions this week as we've explored the theme of nostalgia from the 2010s, the turn of the millennia, the 90s, and even the 1980s. And I'm going to close it out with the decade of disco, the 1970s, baby. Now, the best thing to come out of the year of our Lord 1977, besides me, was a little science fiction romp called Star Wars, the story of a boy, a girl, and a universe, as the original trailer summed it up. Now, we can all safely say that Star Wars is a gift that keeps on giving, with multiple trilogies and spin-off films and TV series, comic books, novels, theme park attractions, video games, and a pretty forgettable holiday special. Most of us remember our first time seeing Star Wars, whichever iteration was your maiden voyage into a galaxy far, far away, and the nostalgia is strong with this one. But there is nothing like the original for me. It was an elegant movie for a more civilized age. But surrounding it in popular culture was a yearning for another period in time. The 70s were encumbered with nostalgia for the decade of the 1950s, with the public mind being captured by films like Grease and George Lucas's other masterpiece, American Graffiti, with TV shows like Happy Days and Sha-na-na. Even Star Wars itself was a love letter to the movie serials of George Lucas's childhood. It's funny how we can look back on a decade with such nostalgia, only to find out that they too were looking back. It reminds me of Andy Bernard from The Office when he says, "I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them." God has done some amazing things, and it's great to remember them, but if we focus on them exclusively, we're going to miss out on some of the things that he's still doing and yet to do. It reminds me of Joshua when he's leading the children of Israel across the Jordan River on dry ground, and the Lord tells him to have the elders from each tribe take a large stone from the riverbed to make a stone monument. In Joshua 4, 20-24, and those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal, and he said to the people of Israel, "When your children ask their fathers in times to come, 'What do these stones mean?' then you shall let your children know, 'Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we passed over, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and you may fear the Lord your God forever.'" The thing is, though, that even though they camped there for a short while, they didn't stay there. The mighty, fortified city of Jericho is next on the Lord's list of impossible victories for his people, but they never would have experienced it if they'd have stayed at Gilgal, because that's where the monument was, in the same way that they never would have made it as far as they had if they would have stayed at the Red Sea. God has done great things, there could be no question, but he's still got more and greater things to come. Isaiah 43:19, God says, "See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." So let's celebrate yesterday. Yeah, it's fond memories, it's epic victories, and all of the great things that it did to make us who we are today. But let's not live there forever, because God has something even better for us tomorrow. I'm excited. So let's follow him together. I can't wait to make new memories with you. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. And if you haven't heard the other Nostalgia Week Devos, go ahead and go back and listen to them. They're really worth taking a look at. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.